This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. Bonus episode.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
So in April 2018, I spoke at the London Book Fair on how to develop an entrepreneurial mindset as an author. And it was such a well-received talk that I really wanted to share it with you. So if you're interested in publishing your own book, or if you've already published a book but haven't made as many sales as you'd like to, then I would love you to listen to this bonus episode. I'll be talking about why you no longer have to wait to be picked, how you can get up there and you can publish your own book, and it's all much easier than you might imagine. I'll be talking about the different ways that you can make money from your book, and also sharing some of the ways that I've made money from my book, Your Press Release Is Breaking My Heart. Okay, I wanted to start by getting a show of hands for how many of you would like to publish a book in the next 12 to 24 months. Okay, so most of you. How many of you have already published a book, but you're not happy with how many you've sold? So be brave. Okay. Okay, how many of you agree with this statement? Authors can't make money. There's no money in publishing or books. Okay, but one brave person over there. Okay, I'm really, really glad that you've said that. So I wanted to start by telling you a little story about my friend Jeremy. So Jeremy is a friend of mine and he belongs to my running club. I don't know him very well and I got to chat to him over coffee a few weeks ago. And I didn't know this about him before, but it turns out that he's written a fantasy novel. And he very proudly told me, because he didn't know that I was an author, so he very proudly started to tell me he'd written this fantasy novel. He'd sent it out to six agents. They were going to be considering it. Hopefully, one of them would want to take him on, and then they might help him find a publisher. And the whole thing might take a couple of years, but it was really, really exciting. What do you think I said to Jeremy? I said to him, why don't you do it yourself? Why don't you publish your own book, Jeremy? Now, Jeremy, he said to me straight away, oh, well, I can't do that because I'm a full-time solicitor. I only get to write on a Friday morning when I'm working from home, and I need somebody to handle all of this for me. So I need somebody to help me edit the book, so to get it into really good shape. I need somebody who can help me. I don't know how to lay out a book and get it ready for Kindle and all that sort of stuff. I've got no idea. I need somebody to help me distribute the book. I need somebody to help me promote the book. I can't do all of that myself, can I? And what do you think I said to Jeremy? Yeah. And then he said to me, well, I don't have any time. And I said, Jeremy, how long do you have on your commute in the morning into London, your job as a solicitor? And he said, oh, well, I don't know, it probably takes me about an hour door to door. And I said, well, I can guarantee if you spent your next month on your commute listening to podcasts, reading blogs, reading books about this subject, you could know about all of this stuff. And then I said, and this was probably really, really annoying, I said, I wrote my book in 30 days and I got it out in less than 90 days. It was probably about 60, 70 days, something like that. And at this point, he probably really hated me at this stage because there I was telling him to do something that he didn't want to do. Now, I'm not sure whether Jeremy is going to take my advice or not. I suspect he's probably not going to take my advice. But what really, if there's one thing you take away from this session, what I'd love you to take away is that you don't have to wait to be picked anymore. You don't have to wait for somebody. I think what Jeremy's hoping for is that somebody is going to recognize his talent. They're going to say, wow, this Jeremy guy is amazing. And we all know that however talented he is as a fiction writer, some of this is down to a game of luck and chance. And he might be the most talented writer in the world, but if he doesn't get that lucky break, then his work may never get out in the world and people may never get to enjoy that work. And I think that's really, really sad. So if there's one message I want you to take away from this is you do not have to wait to be picked. You can get your work out in the world. You can change people's lives. You can transform their lives through your writing, and you can do this yourself. So I want to tell you another little story about an author, and I've really got to try and remember not to use their real name because this is quite sensitive stuff. So about 20 years ago, I met this author called, we're going to call her Jane. And I was really super impressed by Jane because she was about the same age as me at the time, maybe 26, 27. And she had published a book with a traditional publishing house. She was also a very accomplished journalist and she had written for all the major newspapers, magazines. I was quite jealous of Jane, really, because she was doing what I wanted to do. 20 years on, I'm still in touch with Jane. She's published 5 more books in that time, traditionally published, and she's a really accomplished writer. She's an amazing lady. She's worked on documentaries. She is just such an amazing, accomplished, talented lady. But a couple of days ago, she posted something on her personal Facebook wall, and this is what she posted. I've just been turned down for a hardship loan, a writer's hardship loan. So 5 books, 20 years of experience, really talented person, but she's going for a hardship loan as an author. Now, I didn't respond to that message because a few months earlier, she'd been posting about how she didn't have any money on her Facebook page. And I'd said, I tell you what, Jane, I've heard of this really good book. I've read this fantastic book. You should read it. And you might want to jot down this name if you haven't heard of this book. But the guy's called Jeff Goins. I've got it here. And it's called Real Artists Don't Starve. And it's a fantastic book about how you make money from publishing your own books, from being an author. The very thing that everybody tells you that you can't do. Now, when I posted this book up and said, Jane, you should really read this book. Some of her friends, a lot of whom are authors, and some of them are quite well-known authors, I think some of them might even be here, they got annoyed with me. And they said, why are you touting this American crap to us, these books telling us that we can make millions through books? Somebody posted, resist monetization. And I was like, what, are you mad? Like, who would want to resist making money? Like, what kind of person would want to resist making money? But this is an attitude that I see through authors, and I do particularly see it in the traditional publishing world. I see people who are, they think that somehow it's dirty, it's scammy, it's something kind of wrong about earning money from writing books. And I just want to leave you with another thing to think about, if you remember nothing from this session, is that there is nothing wrong with making money from books. And it is quite possible to make money from books. And I'm going to share with you some of the things that I've done to make money from my book. Okay, so I'm just going to go through some of the things that I've done to monetize, because I don't resist monetization at all, my book. I'm just going to show you my book, actually.
Well, the first thing she did, which was absolutely fabulous, is give it an incredible title. I just love it.
Okay, so my book is called Your Press Release is Breaking My Heart. A totally unconventional guide to selling your story in the media is a little bit long. But it came from that story that I told you at the beginning. So as a journalist, it was literally breaking my heart. Every press release I saw was awful. And these, I'm not saying that all PR companies are bad or all PR people are bad. I'm sure there's probably some here who probably hate me already. But as a journalist, I saw a lot of people wasting time trying to get press coverage. So I thought, I'm going to write a book about this. And I'm going to write a book about how to really, really do it. So how have I made money out of this book? How am I making money out of being an author? Well, the first thing I'm going to share with you might surprise you. I don't really care about the sales of my books. So I don't really care how much money I make from my books. In fact, I have a pile here. And if you'd like to get one at the end, you can come over to the stall. It's the Ali stall over there. And I'll give you one for free. Because that's not where I'm making money from my book. And I know that might be quite a controversial thing to say. I know there are some fantastic authors out there. So people like Joanna Penn, you might want to drop, if you don't know her, drop her name down. Mark Dawson, Nick Stevenson. There are people out there who are making loads of money by selling their books and they're really good at it. But you don't actually have to. I'm making money from my book, but I'm doing it indirectly. So I'm going to give you a list of things that I'm doing, and I'm going to give you some figures as well, which hopefully might inspire you. So because I've got a book and the work that I've done, so the first thing I did was I didn't focus on sales at all. I focused on creating content, on useful content. So before I published that book, the reason that book took me 30 days is because I took all the blog posts that I'd written over 4 or 5 years, I think, or certainly a few years, and I just bung them all in a Google Doc, and I created a chapter synopsis, and I pretty much had a book. So I just filled in the gaps where I'd missed things out, and I turned it into a book. That's why I was able to do it so quickly. And also, being obviously a professional writer for years kind of helped a little bit as well. So I didn't focus on sales at all. I focused on content. So I wrote hundreds of blog posts, and that meant that I was getting found in Google because I was creating content on things like how do you write a press release and how do you write a pitch for a journalist. I also started a podcast, so I'm 250 episodes into a podcast, which is called the Soulful PR Podcast, if anyone wants to check it out. And in that, I share Soulful PR Podcast. It's just about to change. It's going to be changing to just my name, which is Janet Murray, but at the moment, it's Soulful PR. And that podcast, 250 episodes, that is a lot of content to create. I've shared free advice. It's me, but I also have guests on who are sharing advice on marketing, PR, social media. And so 250 episodes has built me up a decent-sized audience. I've also done webinars. I've done guest podcast interviews. I've done guest blogs. I've been featured in the press, obviously, because that's my area. But that's just one of the many things that I've done. And this has meant that when my book came out, I had people to sell it to. I had lots and lots of people to sell it to. And the key thing with that is I had an email list. So I've got 15,000 people on my email list. So that means that when I've got something that I want to sell, I'm going to show you something else that I made in a moment, I can just send an email out and people buy stuff and it's absolutely brilliant. And I'm making it sound like it's easy. I'm not saying any of this stuff is easy. It's not. I've worked really, really hard on it. But that's why I am making money from my book and from the credibility that I've got. So the other thing that I've created, and I think you've got one of these, haven't you?
Yep.
Is
fantastic.
This is a media diary. So because I come from a journalism background, I know that people struggle with coming up with ideas, what to post on social media, what to put on their blog, what to put on Instagram, what to put on Facebook. And as a journalist, I've always worked very much on a kind of diary basis. So we basically say to ourselves, why do people need to hear about this now? So I created a diary, which is basically it's a desk diary. It's got loads of awareness days and key dates that you can use to plan out your content. And people buy this with my book. At Christmas, we even had gift wrap and everything. And people buy them and they give them as presents. And this actually, in terms of income from this, it was over £40,000 worth of income, £42,000 for this over Christmas. And I'm not saying, obviously, that I had all of that in my pocket. There's obviously expenses that go with creating something like this, but £42,000 from this particular product. So, I mean, the key point is that I created an audience. I built an audience, a bit of community, people who knew me. So when I had something to sell and I had a book to sell, it was actually pretty easy to sell, but it also wasn't relying on the book. And I'm going to give you some figures now. So anyone who says that you can't make money from books or as an author, you can't be an author that's making money. So I have a membership community where I support, and I think Helena actually might be in the audience. There's Helena over there. She's part of my community. But I have a membership organisation, and that brings in it's likely to bring about £150,000 this year, my membership community. The diary I mentioned, it was about £42,000 worth of revenue. Because of the credibility I've built up through my book and through my blog and my podcast, I can get paid to speak maybe £2,000-£3,000 to speak. I get paid that sort of day rate to go in and do consulting. I can charge, it's £400 if you want to book an hour with me on Skype and £1,000 in the morning for a morning or an afternoon. Now, this is not to say that I'm lying around rolling in money. Obviously, there are overheads. I have a team of people who help me. So I have pretty much a full-time assistant. I have a whole team of about 5 or 6 people who all have to be paid. And there are expenses. So, you know, I'm doing okay and I've got enough for what I need, but you know, I'm not exactly kind of rolling around in dollars or anything like that. But anybody who says to me, you can't make money as an author, then it's just absolutely rubbish. But the key thing, I think, is to think about this as a business. I think you mentioned this earlier, Orna, but if you want to self-publish, then the minute that you do that, you become a business owner. You're in business and you're in the business of selling books and your books. And I just find it the most incredible fun. Like, it's just really fun going out there and selling your own stuff. And one of the biggest complaints that my friends have who are authors, traditionally published authors, is that they get a book deal and then nobody helps them. They have a pile of books and they might get the odd press release sent out, but nobody helps them. So when you're a self-published author, you've got control over that and you've got control over how many books you sell, how successful you are, and also when it comes to generating income, you've got all of these avenues that you can use, all of these creative ways that you can use to bring more income into your business. So I hope that that's opened your eyes. If you're somebody who's been wondering about whether it's possible to make money and how you might make money, then I hope that that's opened your eyes. And I think the key takeaway points would be, you do need an audience, you need an email list, that's the most important thing, and you need to be out there creating your own content. So in my case, it's a blog, it's a podcast, social media. It could be that you're going to be fab on YouTube or something like that. There's other ways of just getting yourself out there. But I find it a really exciting time, you know, at a time when you don't have to wait. I've wanted to be an author all my life. Like from when I was a child, if you'd asked me what I wanted to do, I wanted to publish a book. I had no idea that I would end up doing it in this way. I had no idea that I would end up turning it into a business. But I'm glad that I didn't stand around and wait to be picked.
Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you're listening right now. And also don't forget about my podcast guide. So this lists all of my podcast episodes to date. They're categorized by theme. So whatever challenge you're facing in your business, then you should be able to find a podcast episode or in fact, several to help you solve your problem. And you can get that at janetmarie.co.uk/podcastguide. So that's janetmarie.co.uk/podcastguide.